Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Please welcome the Tories!
Song by the Tories, guys. Have you guys heard this song before?
No, I guess.
It's awesome because it's about the movie It's a Wonderful Life, which is the title of the song. Oh, such a good song. Welcome, everybody. Good morning. Happy Saturday to everybody in the room today. We got producer Zach.
Hey, ho.
We got also assistant Genesis.
Hello.
And, of course, intern Brittany.
Hi,
I am your host, Sean Roberts. Together, we are your Weekly Dose podcast. And, as always, we're streaming live to you from Orange County every Saturday morning.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we pay homage to our favorite radio gods, Mark and Brian, with hopes of getting them into the Radio Hall of Fame. For those who have recently followed us, thank you for joining our family.
Oh, so importantly, absolutely. We've noticed we've got a few more people following us on Facebook and Twitter and everything, so thank you so much. If you'd like to talk to us today, you know, you just say hi or join the conversation. Maybe even play the game Quiz Me, Quiz You later on with us. We got two new phone numbers, everybody. 714-927-1866 or 323-963-8523. Call in. Talk to us. We'd love to hear from you. Play the game. Hey, you may win some prizes. You know, maybe like a Amazon Fire TV stick. You never know. So we got a busy show for you today. Of course, we're playing Wonderful Life by the Tories that was done live at the Mark and Brian Christmas show. And we're going to be doing a couple of past moments of Mark and Brian, too. We had George Michael bit. We'll also be doing Zelma Phelps, Read to Us the Night Before Christmas. We got funny tweets coming up. We'll be talking about the songs that mean Christmas to us, top Christmas toys of all time. And also, we'll see how it goes, a visit from one of Santa's reindeers later on today.
And don't forget, you can interact with us by commenting on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1, and find us on Facebook or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
And not only can you download the show for free from our website, you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, Podbean.com, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. Just search for Your Weekly Dose, and most importantly, don't forget to rate and review the show as well. So importantly that you guys do that for us. And, of course, we have to give a shout-out to our sponsor, Amazon, because without them, we would not have be able to do the show for all of you. They've been with us since day one.
That's right, Sean. So we wanted to remind you that with the holidays here, if you're going to do your shopping on Amazon, which is the best place to get all your items, please make sure to use our Amazon banner.
Yes, all you need to do is go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on our Amazon banner, and bookmark it. That way, every time you want to shop on Amazon this season, you use the bookmark link, and by doing so, you help the show stay on the air. Plus, you get all your shopping done with no big crowds. It's so easy to do. I've already started to do my shopping already, and I can't say anything because, you know, my son and wife will listen to the show, too, so I can't tell you what I'm getting them already. But
you just started?
Yeah.
Dude, it's like a week and a half from Christmas.
I know. Even started.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you guys?
But you know what the great place to go, though?
Where? Amazon.
Oh, right.
Not only just Amazon, but please don't forget to go to Mediterranean Ways.
Yes, that cheese board.
The cheese board. That's right. It's producer Ted Likas's own little company there. Got a great, wonderful cheese board. Some of you guys might be getting it. Don't know. Maybe. Just saying. I could be just saying it. I could be lying. I don't know. Anyway.
No
cheese
re-gifting.
Board is there. There's also a wonderful lemon squeezer. And then also the can for your whipped cream.
Whipped cream.
Oh, God. That thing is so powerful. It's awesome.
Cook whip.
And whip. And it's so much fun. And we might be giving one of those prizes away to you guys, too, from Mediterranean Ways. So, but if you want to check it out, look up Mediterranean Ways on Amazon.
Do it.
And remember, when you use our Amazon banner, you help support the show Amazon. Work hard, have fun, make history.
Ooh, that's almost sounded professional. I like that. Way to go. I mean, I didn't even impress Brittany. Brittany looked up like, hey. Wow, so that's kind of cool.
Coffee kicked in.
Yeah. Well, of course, don't forget, guys, I was listening to the Mark and Linda podcast yesterday, and Laura has been, I guess, extremely busy working with the people from the Radio Hall of Fame. So that's why we haven't heard from her. She's been in contact with them, trying to get all the rules down and making sure that we do get Mark and Brian in the proper way. That's the big key thing. Nothing is happening yet. There's no voting opening yet. But just keep in mind that it's not going to be the Mark and Linda podcast. It's not going to be 100.3 The Sound or KLOS or even this podcast. It's going to be you, the listeners, that are going to get Mark and Brian into the Radio Hall of Fame. That's so important to understand, because when the voting time does come, it's going to be up to you guys. And we just need to follow Laura's lead right now. She's in control of everything. So just make sure at this moment right now you're following her. So look up Mark and Brian, R-H-O-F, or M-N-B, R-H-O-F, either on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. It'll pop up, follow, and when she posts that it's time and ready to go, I think that all of us will just come together and just bombard that thing and hopefully overload that website with all of our yeses of trying to get them in. So at this point right now, it doesn't look like anything's going to happen until after the first of the year. So just keep in mind that, but please make sure you do follow her. In the meantime, we're going to play a quick little excerpt here from Mark and Brian to just kind of show you how funny these guys were. And this one, and earlier you mentioned Wham. That was like one of your favorite Christmas songs from them.
Yes.
So now this is a this is a bit that they did during Christmas in regards to George Michael when he got caught in the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Remember that whole incident and everything?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go ahead and play that, Zach.
George Michael is one of the most popular singer-songwriters of his generation, and his song Last Christmas has become a beloved holiday standard.
Well, get ready, because George is releasing a brand new Christmas CD full of festive songs that reflect the eccentric pop star's, shall we say, interesting hobbies?
Introducing Blow Ho Ho, the new Christmas CD from George Michael that contains such soon-to-be classics as Little Hummer Boy, Oh Come All Ye Jonas Brothers, and Rockin' Round the Public Restroom.
George Michael will stuff your stocking so hard you won't be able to walk straight. But that's a small price to pay for great holiday songs like The 12 Dogs. The 12 Dogs of Christmas. I saw Daddy kissing Santa Claus, and all I want for Christmas is your two front balls.
Christmas is a time for giving, and nobody likes giving or receiving more than George Michael, as evidenced in tunes like Oh Glory Holy Night, Walking in a Winter Boner Land, and It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like the Parking Lot at a Depeche Mode concert.
But that's not all. Blow Ho Ho also has Christmas songs like Jolly Hung St. Nicholas,
Hark the Adam Lambert Sings,
Dick the Halls,
Grandpa Got Rammed Into by a Logger,
We Three Kings of Orient Are Horny,
and Zac Efron's Nuts Roasting on an Open Fire.
But George Michael doesn't just like man ass. Order now, and we'll throw in a bonus CD full of holiday songs dedicated to his other passion.
Be one
drugs.
Of
drugs.
drugs. Be one of the first 50 callers and get tunes like Do You Snort What I Snort?
Frosty the Meth Dealer.
I'm Dreaming of Some White Powder.
Angels We Have Heard Get High.
And Rudolph the Paranoid Reindeer Who Watches a Lot of Cartoons and Can't Keep a Job.
So, if you love George Michael and you love Christmas, then order his new CD, Blow Ho Ho, today.
If you don't, George will come down your chimney, and he won't clean it up.
Oh, that's, you know, there's just some things where we just have to replay and let them take the hit for you, because he's like, wow, that actually went off the air at that time period, you know?
Oh, wow, that was funny.
Oh, that was really too good. That was too good. Blow ho ho. Oh, my gosh. All right, well, let's catch up with everybody.
Oh, that Rudolph thing in the end.
That one was my favorite.
Yeah, me too.
Too relatable.
Yeah, wow.
I'll start off and everything. So I don't know if you guys have seen it yet or not, but my son, Roman, did a video performance with the school that he does for his singing and everything. And he's doing Blue Christmas. And I don't know if you guys had a chance to...
Yeah, I saw it, and I actually texted you saying how awesome that was. You must be so proud, but someone didn't check their messenger window.
Yeah, you know why?
Tell me.
Because I was helping my mother set up for the party that you're going to attend tonight, bitch.
Well, then.
Wait, when was this video posted? Because I remember seeing a video of him maybe like 2 weeks ago.
This is something just brand new.
Oh, okay, then that I haven't seen this one.
Yeah. Zach, do you think we could pull it up on the...
Yeah, give me a second.
Okay, no worries.
I saw it. It was very nice.
Cool. Thank you, Brittany.
I just wait sometimes for you guys to not talk. Then I chime in.
So what did you think of it, though?
No, it was really nice. I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah, because I posted it on Facebook.
Yeah, I saw it on there, and then Karen reminded me of it, and I went in there, and I... supported on YouTube. No, it was really cool.
Yeah, the school is called Vantile, and they used to be called Rockstars. And the guy, Ryan, who owns the company, basically, he started out of his garage, basically.
Oh, wow.
Nice cutoff.
Very smooth.
I got your son's video.
Oh, cool. All right, let's hear just a little bit of it. Sing it, King! So the whole video is shot in a recording studio in Fullerton.
Oh, okay.
And I guess the owner knows the owner of Vantile, which is the music school and everything. So they went in with video cameras and everything and shot there, and they did everything live.
And they had all the backup singers.
All the backup singers.
Are those backup singers cool. In his school? Like,
those are mostly teachers. Matter of fact, one of them is his former teacher.
I'm like, dang, those kids didn't age well.
Yeah. One of them, Sarita, is his former teacher.
Oh, okay.
And so we're very excited to see her because she decided to leave the company, because she lives, I think, down in San Diego area. So it's a little bit of a commute to come up, you know, to Huntington Beach where the school is. But she was very excited, and she started crying when she saw Roman because she goes, oh, my God, he's taller than me now. So, you know, that's what you get when you get 14.
Very cool.
Oh, my God, he looks so good.
And that's Will. That was his guitar teacher.
Uh-huh. He's so into it.
Can we switch it to the big screen real quick? Or do you know how? Okay.
There you go. Brittany, you can poke your head in if you can see.
I watched it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
His cell phone started sliding off.
So that's shot two, basically.
And it was like one shot?
They did two. They did two different times.
Oh, okay.
Basically, and but no, very, very proud of him.
Super cool.
Excuse me. He's you know, he's been with the school a few years now, and before he was extremely shy, you know, to go up and do anything, and now he's almost one of their star performers.
Yeah, he seems like he knows what he's doing.
He has the charisma on stage is what it is. That's what's going to carry him. And I'm being honest. He's got a decent voice. It's not a great voice. It's not a fantastic voice. He's got a decent voice.
He's in the age where it's like changing and developing. Everything too. And
yeah, he's in the Peter Brady mode right now. When it's time to change, So, but I mean, he's always been that way. He's always been a good singer, not a great singer, not a fantastic, but a good singer.
Yeah.
What really carries him though is his stage presence.
Yeah, like he puts on a performance.
Exactly.
Apart from his vocals.
Yeah, and I make him sit down and watch other good lead vocalists. You know, whether it's Bon Jovi or whether it's Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
I'm like, look at what these guys do on stage. They're entertaining the crowd. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever you feel like you need to do, that's what you need to do.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and he was cracking up because the other night, was it last week too? We were watching the movie Almost Famous. And he loved the line where the lead singer from Stillwater says, you know, he goes, I get people off. He goes, I look for the guy that's not getting him off, that's not getting off, and I make him get off.
Oh, my God.
He goes, that you can print, you know. And so he just really enjoyed, you know, that movie. But, no, very, very proud of my son. Very, very proud. And if anybody wants to go and look at it, it's on my personal Facebook page. I think I posted it on ours, on our Twitter and everything. And go, please respond to it and everything, whether you like it or not or whatever. Really appreciate it. So anyways, so Brittany, what was your week like?
Let's see. I'm getting ready for finals. I have finals next week. And yeah, just like preparing for life after my college career ends.
Now, what's your major?
Communication. Yeah. So I walked at commencement in May.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of celebrated then. So now it's kind of just like
the final stretch.
Credits. Yeah. Credit to finish.
My sister did the same thing.
Yeah. I like it, but it's also kind of like it doesn't actually, because we would have a like month break anyway, you know, right, for winter. So I don't think it's going to hit me until I just like don't go back to school after, you know,
it's
the
weird
new year.
When you don't go back. It really is weird because you got to go, okay, and I got my degree. Now what?
Yeah, twiddling my thumbs. What's now?
Now, what do you want to do with that degree, though?
I want to work in, like, public relations, I think, or marketing. I think I'm going to, Carlos and I, we were talking to his mom. His mom works for this company, like aerospace. She like does like stuff like that, and she was telling me last night like she wants us to apply to these like marketing positions, and she like knows people, because I really think it's all like who you know.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Not always like what you know, but
it's a little bit of both.
Yeah, it's like it's combo. Like obviously our degree will be great to fall back on,
right,
but it's also about what you know. But yeah, I'm kind of thinking like marketing or PR. I like talking to people and building that relationship. So I'm still young. I'm trying not to stress about it too much, but
The key thing I always say and to the younger ones, and Zach and I have had conversations about this too,
mm-hmm,
and you know, find out, you know, what makes you get up in the morning and go, I can't wait to do that.
Go to work. Yeah.
You know, it's, I mean,
and not even call it work necessarily. Like, I can't wait to go and start my day. Like,
yeah, exactly. You know, and I use this phrase or whatever, and I know it doesn't apply to women, though. But it's like, you know, what makes your dick hard? What do you get excited about?
Oh, it applies.
Okay. You know, like, what makes your clit hard, you know?
Yeah, I know.
You know, what makes your nipples stand out? You know, whatever. But it's true.
Wow.
It's what makes you excited
to
definitely go to work and everything. You know, it's like, other than that, I mean, everything else is a job.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, when you work on your career, that's just it. It's fun. It doesn't feel like work.
Yeah.
You know, like right now, I have a wonderful job. It's not my career. It's my job.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a great job right now, you know.
You love it. Yeah.
I do. I look forward to, I don't have to, I don't wake up going, oh my God, I got to go into work, you know.
Yeah.
It's like people ask me, what is the most stressful part of your day? I said, the drive home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter if it's a holiday, it doesn't matter if it's a regular day, it always takes me an hour to get home.
Because you're in Gardenia.
Gardenia. And it always takes me an hour to get home no matter what.
That's painful.
And on like a regular holiday that people normally have off, but mm-hmm, let's say retailers don't, it takes me 20 minutes to get into work on an average day.
Oh, that's nice.
40 minutes.
Because some people have the commute both ways.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's one positive.
Exactly. So, you know, but I have a great job. It's owned by a family.
Mm-hmm.
The father basically owns it. The oldest son runs it.
Okay.
It's only six of us that are employed there. You walk in and it's quiet. People think, oh my God, there's tension. No, no, no. Everybody's just doing their own thing.
Yeah.
You know, and to the point sometimes like I can't take it and I've got to play rock and roll or this or that or whatever, you know. And
yeah.
Like the last week, Justin walks in and says, hey, anybody want to see the new Avengers trailer?
Oh my gosh, everyone's
talking. And everybody goes to his office, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So it is such a laid back, you know, and I'm so happy I'm there.
Yeah,
you know?
That's great.
But it's not my career, but I'm enjoying being there. And I can't wait for it, you know. And when you got something like that, it allows me to do the podcast easier. I don't have to stress out about this or that or whatever.
You don't necessarily take your work home with you.
And, no. Yeah, oh, God, yeah. No. No, that's the beauty of it, too. You know? But
I think it's important to be happy. As cliche as that sounds, it really is so important.
No, it is. Because other than that, you have a job. You're going to be miserable for all your life.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just it, you know.
I've never been one to, like, be able to just, like, deal with things. If I really don't like it, like, I don't have the patience. Like, I had patience. I mean, you know, I babysit and stuff, so I had patience. But when I'm in something that I really don't like, I can't. So that's why it's so important to me to find something, that I enjoy doing. Because I know myself, and I know if I really can't handle, like, I can't, you know.
Yeah. And that's the key thing. You know, is to find that happiness that you enjoy that work.
Yeah.
Like I said, I love to talk to people or whatever. Hey, yeah, go work for a PR firm in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
Go work for this or that or whatever. You know, you'd be surprised. You know, like, oh, I love this. The hours might be a little off here and there.
Yeah, but if I like it.
But if you like it and love it, imagine the people that you get to meet.
Yeah, networking and stuff. I think that's my biggest thing is just enjoying it. Because I'm a hard worker and I know I am, but just going somewhere where I like to go every day is so important.
Yeah. Cool.
The end of the day. So, yeah.
Genesis.
My week was amazing.
Yes, it was.
She got laid.
I was waiting for Sean to say that.
I beat him to the punch.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Yeah. So, just like, you know, wham, bam, and threw him out, and that's it. Or...
I got thrown out.
No, you got thrown out. Wow.
What's it called? I wanted to touch base on also what Brittany said because, I mean, my week was fine, but on Monday I start my new job at the intern I've been at.
Oh, yeah. I thought you already started.
No, it's been a process nonetheless. But I like it, even though I haven't been getting paid. I really, really, really like it. But I was actually listening to a podcast yesterday when I was driving, and one of the girls was asking for advice on, like, you know, people straight out of college that want to do marketing. And I think it was one of the best, like, pieces of advice I've heard in a while, talking about how if you're going to work in marketing, you basically, what you do for your job is, I guess, convince people to, like, you know, sell them a product or an idea or whatever the concept might be, you know. So when it comes to going out to interview at these places, if you can't sell yourself and market yourself, you know, like, then you're not going to be good for that job. But I feel like you'll be fine with that. Like,
yeah.
No, it's true. It's very true. Especially, I think anything in the entertainment industry, you have to sell yourself, you know, and I really loved it when Karen and I first got married because I would go out and perform. She was my pimp, basically, because once I got off stage, she would go, you need to talk to the group of girls over there. You need to talk to that couple over there, you know, the group of people over here, those two couples over there, you know, and she would tell me
to network, how to network.
Who liked the music.
Yeah.
You know, she would hear comments or whatever, or they would come up to her and like, oh, yeah, here's this latest album or whatever. And it was great. You know, I loved when Karen was my pimp.
Oh, my God, that is awesome. Because if they wanted to, like, get you for a wedding or a party, like,
the
fact that you went up and talked to them makes people, you know,
it's
gravitate
personal.
Yes, that's awesome.
And those are your faithful listeners there, or, you know, followers.
That is awesome.
So, Zach, how about you, bud?
Well, I'm happy to say that I only have to drive 4 minutes to get to work.
Ew, I hate you.
I know.
That's the worst.
I would hate me so much,
too. I only have 7 minutes, too.
Oh, my God, no.
I guess we're the ones that suck right now.
Can you walk there if you wanted to?
Hate both of us, then? It would probably take me, like, about an hour walk.
What?
Probably.
Wait, what?
How fast are you walking? Or
because where I live is in Yorba Linda. There's a lot of hills.
Yes. Sorry.
Oh, it's the uphill.
See,
then.
You guys are all quick to jump on me until I get to the point.
I never wanted to jump on you.
Talk later. But no, but that's one of the reasons why I like my job. Like I said, it's called Tokyo Central. It's just a little specialty.
Oh, yeah, I've been wanting to go there. So
and I've been telling you about it. It's, I know. You know, it's,
he gets to play with his meat.
I do. I
get cuts up meat.
And then people, and then I got other people that buy my meat. but it's such a short drive. It's so much better when I used to work at Walmart, which would take me like 20, 30 minutes, depending on the traffic. And also when I worked at Walmart, it would be like I get there, I'd have to start work at 2. And then wouldn't get out till maybe 11, 12 o'clock midnight. So the only drawback with this job is I had to learn to get up super early, like at 5:45, which I've never been good at. But I only have to make a short drive, and the guys, are, it's really, really, really relaxed.
Really?
Really, really.
Really?
Really, really.
How many times did I say really?
About 4.
Did I?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Sorry, coffee kicked in.
Really?
I didn't see you have coffee. You're a liar.
I did on the way. I'll show you my cup. Oh. It's in my car.
Ooh, that sounds personal.
Anyways, but no, it's really it's a really cool job. And the guys I work with are laid back.
Cup. What the hell's going on?
I'm gonna, you know what? I'm gonna beat you with my meat. Yeah, like that. Come here.
Yeah, I didn't think it would sound that deep.
Yeah, I know me. I
thought it'd be more like a.
No. Well, I could have just done it like that.
This is getting too visual.
Okay, yeah, I know. It went there. Anyway, no. Long story short, I worked all week, didn't do anything really that exciting. But,
all right, then.
Yeah.
Yay.
I'm super interesting, aren't I?
Well, we got something interesting then because Genesis and I have got some...
funny tweets.
Yes.
No joke, I heard that song on the radio at work yesterday.
Right on. It's like, hey, I know that song.
I'm standing there going like, I know that.
Now, probably you guys are probably also wondering, we didn't mention where Steve's at tonight. Steve's sick, so he's out.
Tonight? With, it's morning.
It's morning, whatever. I'm awake. He's out with some allergies right now, so.
Feel better.
I tell him, like, dude, stay home. Just, you know. Don't. Yeah, like he's coughing and sneezing and this and that. I'm like, nah, just stay home. So, anyway. All right, so we'll just go back and forth on these. Genesis.
Okay.
So
sounds great.
All right. So these are Christmas tree tweets that people have been tweeting about their Christmas trees and putting them up and everything. So here's the first one. Putting up the Christmas tree this weekend because life with a toddler isn't dangerous, messy, and terrifying enough already.
Oh, I thought he was going to do like a little.
Nah.
Anyone know how to get blood off a Christmas tree?
That one's good. How to decorate a Christmas tree when you have kids. Number one, unpack ornament. Number two, drop repeatedly until it shatters into a million pieces. Three, repeat.
Wow, my kids are decorating the heck out of the small lower left side of our section of our Christmas tree.
Does that ever happen?
Okay, I did that one Christmas. The next day, it was on the floor because it tilted over because of all the weight.
Oh, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Let's see here. Forgot we bought a Christmas tree. Woke up at 2 a.m., went to pee. Thought it was a guy, and it almost called the cops on it.
I saw that one during the week. If you don't have to throw in your kids to help you decorate the Christmas tree, do you really even have teenagers?
This is between a wife and a husband. You play the wife.
Okay. I want a real Christmas tree.
They have sap. It'll get everything sticky.
We have 4 kids. Everything is already sticky.
That's so true with kids.
I asked my husband if we could put the Christmas tree up today, and he said if it was serious, he was moving out. I'll let you all know if I miss him.
A strand of lights on my Christmas tree went out this morning, and my kids learned 5 new words.
Oh, no.
Did you just snort?
I did.
To make sure my kids don't mess with the ornaments this year, my Christmas tree is a 4-foot tall cactus. Oh, my gosh. I love that.
That's nice. I like that one. Well, you know, I miss the days when my kids were so young, I could tell them what we had, an invisible Christmas tree.
That one was good. That made me laugh. Watching my kids decorate the Christmas tree is just me yelling from the couch, no, don't put that there. Here, let me do it.
That's my mother. See, my husband and I keep tradition alive during the holidays by having our annual Christmas tree arguments.
Oh, yeah. It's not the holidays without an argument. I love my Christmas traditions, such as when we go looking for a Christmas tree, I always take a cup of Bailey's with a splash of coffee.
That's a good one. I like that.
I love that.
I told my five-year-old, I'm going to put you on top of the Christmas tree. My five-year-old then replied without hesitation, that would hurt my butt.
If we don't get this damn Christmas tree today, we're going to end up with an ornament on the dog.
My wife asked me to carry our 9-foot Christmas tree up 3 flights of stairs. I'm now Jewish.
Fuck it, that's good enough. Me, 10 minutes into decorating the Christmas tree. Yeah, the accuracy.
Let's see. Came home to find my son had flocked our and my decorative indoor Christmas tree with flour. To make it worse, it actually looks impressive.
Oh, just commenting. Your balls are showing on every single Christmas tree photo on Facebook. What are you up to?
I don't want to do that now.
I know. Your balls are showing.
Hey, your balls are showing. Oh, and there you go is our Christmas tree tweets. There's been a lot of toys across, you know, time, basically, you know, throughout the generations. But question is, which ones are the best-selling Christmas toys of all time?
Tickle Me Elmo.
Are you asking us to guess?
Legos?
Yes. Well, let's find out. Okay, so you said what? Tickle Me Elmo?
See.
Legos.
Not on the list, but it was one of
Play-Doh.
The big...
Oh, Play-Doh.
But, but it was one of the bigger selling ones, though, but not on the list.
Which bicycles.
But you said Legos?
And bicycles.
Lego bicycles.
Ooh, how fun.
Legos was number 10.
10? Really? That's a low number.
Wait, what is
yeah, but you're talking about of all time.
Yeah, yeah, no. I was like, Legos have been around
forever.
Like
in the history of Christmas? Of
toys, yeah.
In the history of history.
Yeah. So any, Legos was number 10.
Any more guesses, guys? Pajamas? Oh, those are not toys.
No, those are the ones that, you know.
Tap dancing
the
shoes.
The boring gifts that people get every year.
Oh, I like those. But, okay, those are not toys. Focus. Yeah.
Well, they could. Okay, funny story. And this was a couple of years ago.
Ooh,
I walked into a Target, and they were moving things around. And they had swapped the lingerie with the sports stuff. And basically on top, underneath or above the lingerie section, it said activewear.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm going, well, they're not wrong. It can be.
I got to guess. Okay, we're going all time. G.I. Joe.
Number 7.
Ah, I knew it.
Dang it, you beat me.
Barbie.
Number 1.
Hey!
You definitely beat me.
So we got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
G.I. Joe, Barbie. What about those little cars that kids hop on?
Oh, the like
power
the big
wheels.
Ones?
Are those, no. Are they called power wheels?
I think they were, when I was a kid, they were called power wheels. The ones that, the ones that kids can get in and they can drive and it goes like 1 mile an hour. There was a company that made
not on there,
called
though.
Power
wheels. No?
Not everybody can afford them.
Dang it.
Because mine, the first one that I had, it was a push pedal car kind of thing.
Dollhouses.
Nope, not on here.
Ooh.
Okay, wait. I had one and I forgot. It left me.
I feel like I should know this.
I feel like we should all know. I feel like every one of us should
know
all
Easy
of these.
Easy Bake Oven.
Who said that?
Genesis.
Number 3.
Woo!
Easy Bake Oven. Yep.
I wonder what number 2 is.
Was it G.I. Joe was number 7, right?
G.I. Joe was number 7.
And Legos was number 10.
Did anybody say Play-Doh?
Yeah. I did, yeah. It's on there.
Play-Doh is not on here.
Oh. Dang it.
I think it should be, though, because, I mean, they still sell quite a bit of that. I mean,
yeah. Now, like, slime.
You babysit? You know more about kid toys?
I know. I was trying to think. Well, I was like, Barbie. I don't know. Like
Furbies.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, wait.
Popular. Really? Popular.
Over
but,
a long time,
Furbies
though.
Were popular
Those
for
were
a hot
big.
Minute.
Yeah, yeah but not.
Okay, I'm trying to go. I'm trying to go to, like.
A basketball hoop.
Wait, what?
A basketball hoop.
No, but you're close with hoop.
Basketball.
Is there anything like crafts
hula
on
hoop.
There?
Which one? Wait. Which
hula
one?
Hoop.
Hula hoop.
Oh,
number 12. Hula hoop is number 12.
How many years is that?
I thought it was out of 10.
Me too.
I got about 15. So.
Okay. Oh, shoot. We're gonna be here all day.
Not really.
Hula hoop.
You guys give up?
Is there crafts on there?
Anything
to do with crafts?
Oh, I know. I have one. And it's going to be number two.
Okay.
Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels is number 8.
Oh, okay. A little overconfident.
I hate that Genesis is getting all the boy toys.
Give it to her.
I'm a man.
Yeah. Wow. He's a man, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
I always want to... Never mind. I'll leave that.
I really want to know what number 2 is.
Yeah.
Like play instruments?
No instruments on here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Cabbage Patch.
It's not on the list, but it was.
That's a good one.
Not the top 15.
That's my mom's favorite.
But they did sell quite a bit of those.
What about
those
like American Doll girls? Is that like a new thing?
It's a newer thing.
Newer
thing,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Those are expensive.
I know.
Bratz.
Right.
I was gonna say that the Bratz dolls.
Okay, you guys want to go through them?
Yeah.
Number 15, the Super Soaker.
Oh, my, I was thinking that. Oh, like I was going to say
that. The big
that.
Water gun that you used to pump.
Oh. I forgot about Nerf things, too.
Nerf
I know,
guns.
I feel like I was thinking, like, girls
no.
toys.
Girls toys.
Who says gender? Ginger is not real, but.
Number 14, Rubik's Cube.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, right. It's a puzzle, so it's been around. 13, I can totally understand, because they've been around since 1977. Star Wars action figures.
Oh, wow. You know what? And I said G.I. Joe, and I was like, God, there's got to be other action figures that are on that list. I didn't even think of Star Wars.
12 was Hula Hoop. Number 11, Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, yeah, like Toy Story stuff.
We should have just thought of Toy Story stuff, and we would have been able to narrow it down.
All the toys inside Toy Story.
Yeah. Number 10 was Legos. Number 9, Etch-A-Sketch.
Oh, yeah.
See, another Toy Story character.
Number 8 was Hot Wheels. 7 was G.I. Joe. Number 6, More Than Meets the Eye. Transformers.
Really?
Yeah.
You gotta remember,
they've been around
like
since the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're not just a new movie by Michael Bay. I mean, the
Transformers, if I'm correct, originally was just a toy line. Yeah. It was not it wasn't like the movies where there was a backstory from a comic book. They were just toys,
Power Rangers. Why didn't I think of
that? Was one of my favorites.
Well, those guys suck. But
hey!
But number 5,
Leave the Power Rangers
Silly Putty.
Oh, that was close to Play-Doh.
Yeah, close. But no cigar. But Silly Putty is number 5. Number 4, Radio Flyer Red Wagons.
Oh, my gosh. I was going to say a wagon, but I didn't know if that counted as a toy.
Yeah, it's a toy.
I want to say one real quick.
Number 3 was Easy Bake Oven. Number 1 was Barbie. Number 2?
What's number 2, Zach?
Red Ryder BB Gun.
No. Ugh. Think of a simplistic toy you play on a string.
Oh, a yo-yo.
Yo-yo. Yo-yo.
I got way too excited.
I just want to say if Steve was here, he would have gotten all of them.
Yeah, he would have gotten all of them.
Yeah, he would have gotten at least quite a few of them, yeah. So, but yeah, number 2 was Yo-Yo.
Cool.
So there you go. So those are the best-selling Christmas toys of all time.
I used to always get like a Yo-Yo when I was little in my stocking. Yeah.
Yeah, and I could never do it.
I can never
really?
Do it either.
Yeah.
Just get tangled.
I was really good for it. I could do like a little thong.
A thong?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Can you show us your
thong
now?
I know what you're talking about. Were
I could
you
do
like
a little bra, too.
Hello.
You guys never played?
No.
No, I want to play now, though.
Yeah.
You
I want to
like
play with you.
Things?
She's a guy. You know.
If you guys give me a yo-yo for Christmas.
I will get you a yo-yo.
Yeah,
I want to see your yo-yo bra.
I will get you yo-yos.
I remember.
We're all, we're all staring at Genesis.
That's what happens when you grow up in the hood.
Hey. Mom, I got no bra to wear. Grab your yo-yo. That's why you have a thong. That's why the G-string, thong. Got a yo-yo up your butt instead of a thing. Yeah. Either way, it's a piece of string.
Genesis, you knew the consequences when you told us this.
It's like, damn. Now, obviously you girls play with Barbies.
Yeah.
Okay, but did you guys ever do the Easy Bake Ovens, though? Or?
Yeah,
I did.
Really? With the light bulb and everything? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. That was so fun.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Now, what about Etch-A-Sketches or...
Yeah,
I played with those. I think I had one.
Hula hoops?
Yeah, yes. I used to love... It's so hard to hula hoop, actually. I tried, as an adult. But I used to do it all the time when I was little. And I was so good. And I can't do it anymore.
Go for it, Jessica.
Fun fact, when I was in 7th grade, I hula hooped straight for 23 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, we used to have... They used to have, like...
Stopping.
With your yo-yo?
As she was making a bra.
I could probably never do that. I would, like, my hip would give out. But
that's multitasking, right?
Have you tried it? Like, as an like.
As an adult,
it's hard.
Yeah,
you know what
is.
I used to love? The thing that you used to stick in your ankle and then hop around it.
Skip it.
Oh, skip it,
oh, yeah.
Yeah,
skip
fun.
It, skip
so
it.
That's when
I think I had one of those, too. You know what? If you were doing the hula hoop thing for 23 minutes, that'd be a hell of a YouTube video.
That would be a workout right there.
It was
man.
Many, many moons ago.
Wow. Now with you, Zach, did you play with the Transformers? Or?
Yeah. My big thing when I was a kid was Ninja Turtles. But it was funny, too, because I think I was like 5 or 6. They had Ninja Turtle Transformer toys where they stand up and you can fold them into their shell.
Oh, okay.
And they come back out. I had that. I'm trying to think. The Etch-A-Sketch. I think I broke my Etch-A-Sketch because I got mad at it.
You never had one?
No, never. I mean, I would play with them when I would go into Toys R Us and stuff, whatever. But I never actually owned one, though. But my biggest thing was the Super Soakers.
Mm-hmm. Had those, yeah.
Now, the thing is, though, I didn't get that until my 20s. And the thing was, I was, well, because I was working at Knott's Berry Farm at the time with Steve, and we would use the Super Soakers during the summer.
At Soak City?
No, that's before Way Soak City was ever open. But we created our own Soak City on the train when we robbed it, though.
Oh, that's funny.
And there was one time where there was a kid, and Gino and I were robbing the train, and this kid was just, I mean, fucking annoying. And the parents just let him go, too. So I kind of blame the parents for that, you know. You guys aren't real guns, you know, the kind of thing. So Gino and I grabbed our Super Soakers, and we said, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to do our impression for you of Bigfoot Rapids, and just unloaded our Super Soakers on this kid. Everybody just busted up laughing, and the mother comes up to us later on and goes, thank you. He's been an ass all day.
Oh, my God.
We were so lucky. So lucky, though.
See, what I remember about the Super Soakers is that you had the Super Soaker 150. That was the green and yellow one. And then they would go to like 250, 350, 450, and they would just get bigger and bigger and bigger and would have more features on it. Because every year I'd probably get a different one because, summertime, those are a blast.
Yeah, my biggest thing, though, was definitely in Star Wars action figures. Collect them still to this day. Now I just have them on the card and leave them alone, so that way when Roma gets my age, they're going to be worth a shitload, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Legos a little bit. Hot Wheels for sure. Mm-hmm. Definitely got into the Hot Wheels. Got into a little bit of the G.I. Joe, but not as much. And that's pretty much it, really, out of the list that's here. So, you know, because I think certain things just hit certain generations also.
Yeah.
My mom used to say I would go into, like, Barbie World. Because I was obsessed with Barbies, and I would go in my room and I would literally be in like a zone, like would play with my Barbies for hours.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah, just sit too. In there and like, I don't even know.
Do Barbie, the parents still buy Barbies for their kids?
Like, yeah.
Really? Oh, Barbie's still big.
It still is? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it's number one for a reason.
But that was like the thing, like you wanted a Barbie, like you needed a Barbie.
I wanted a Power Ranger
toy. What was her sister's name?
Barbie's sister?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just
Barbara?
Barbie. Did she have, like,
she
like
have a sister?
Yeah, did she have like a kid sister or something like that?
I don't know.
I thought she did.
They had like different names. Yeah, other ones had different names. Like
and of course,
Ken.
That was her.
He has
Ken
wife named. Wait, what? Barbie, Skipper, Stacy.
Skipper, there you go.
Okay.
Skipper.
Yeah. Todd, Chelsea, Kelly, and Chrissy.
Oh, Kelly. I love Kelly.
She was a bitch.
Oh, my God. They all sound like Southern California, you know, beach girl names.
Have you seen Barbie?
I know.
I think maybe I forgot that they all had – there was different.
Oh, my gosh. Well, of course, 'tis the season to get into the mood of the Christmas season and everything. And we all picked songs.
Yes, we did.
That kind of say, hey, this is what, you know, puts me in the Christmas mood or means Christmas to me. So, who wants to go first?
We'll go with Zach.
Zach? All right. Zach, what song did you pick?
I picked Christmas Vacation from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. You know, it's not really a traditional song, you know, that people would probably pick, but when I was younger, every time that movie came on, I knew it was Christmas time, and it reminded me that Christmas Vacation is, like, the best vacation of the whole year. So whenever I would play it, or whenever I would hear it, I would get all jolly.
Very happy tune.
It's that time. Christmas time is
here. Turn up bar, man.
I like it.
Everybody knows
she's dancing now.
Better time of year.
going to show us her yo-yos.
This is the intro to the movie, too, and the cartoon. The cartoon
I've never seen this movie.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's good.
It's a classic.
That's cool, man. I thought, when you said Christmas Vacation, I thought you were going to pick the song done by Ray Charles.
Oh, no.
When he's upstairs watching the films of the kids and everything. That one's a really cool song.
And I got to play this for the girls. This is one of the funniest parts of the whole movie.
Hey, if any of you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I'd like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there in Melody Lane with all the other rich people, and I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is!
Happy holidays,
Hallelujah.
Everybody!
Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
That's the best part of the whole
the
movie.
Holiday meltdown.
Oh my gosh.
All because he didn't get his Christmas bonus from his boss.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. All right, who wants to go next?
Brittany.
Did I set the bar too high?
I like mine.
What's wrong?
I like yours too.
I think yours is, I think, a more modern go-to.
Yeah, it's like a nice, I don't know, it just reminds me of like love and yeah, this is it.
It's like I'm cradling a baby to bed.
I think this is like one of the few songs I really like of hers, though.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
Yeah, it really
it's become
is.
A classic. It really has.
The Mariah Carey version?
It's a modern classic, absolutely.
I like Mariah Carey for different reasons.
Oh.
Her big ass.
I've had a crush on her since I was like 12. Oh,
he went through puberty because of her. Still going through it.
Nailed it.
I've never found her attractive.
No, back, well, maybe not so much now, but back in the heyday, yeah, she was, oof.
Didn't she used
video.
To, like, date Eminem or had some drama with that?
Yeah.
Isn't she divorced from Nick Cannon?
Yes.
That's Zach going through puberty.
Hey, what are you doing? Get out of my room.
Going blind! Get out of my room!
Turn it up! Like a home movie.
It's like a home video.
Is there an echo?
Are you guys watching the video?
Yeah.
She looks so pretty in that video.
Yeah. All right. So, Genesis, what was yours?
Mine is because I found the original version of it, but I know other people sing it as well. It's Wham's Last Christmas.
Oh, I know that song.
I miss George.
George, Mrs. George.
He died on Christmas Day. Was that 2 years ago?
Oh, that's right. He did pass away, didn't he?
Yeah.
What a bitch!
Genesis is all into it.
I love this song.
This is a good song.
I feel like I'm in an 80s Christmas movie.
So good.
And this was a huge hit for them, though. I mean,
sad holiday songs get me into spirit.
The Grinch.
I know.
Well, in that case, you should find Weird Al Yankovic's, was Santa Goes Crazy, I think, or something like that.
Oh, I don't think I've heard that.
You haven't heard that one?
No.
Oh, we gotta look that up for her then.
I like depressing songs like that.
The Night Santa Went Crazy? Weird Al. So good. There you go. Yeah, the first one.
First one.
No, that would be the second one. There you go.
Live on YouTube TV.
Yeah, YouTube. Oh, this is so good.
Is it like psychotic?
Oh, yeah. Santa went crazy. He finally had it.
Yeah, Brittany, poke your head over here.
Yeah, you're going to like this, Brittany.
Got her in the corner outside.
Down in the workshop, all the elves were making toys for the good Gentile girls and the good Gentile boys. When the boss busted in, nearly scared him half to death. Had a rifle in his hands and cheap whiskey on his breath. From his beard to his boots, he was covered with ammo. Like a big fat drunk, disgruntled Yuletide Rambo.
It's like Nick Nolte if he was Santa.
With a twinkle in his eye, Merry Christmas to all. Now you're all gonna die. The
night look up Brittany's face.
The night Saint Nick went insane. Realized he'd been getting the wrong deal. Some finally must have snapped in his brain. Well, the workshop is gone now. He decided to bomb it. Everywhere you'll find pieces.
Oh my goodness.
Brittany looks so sad right
now. Oh no, this escalated. This is not the kind of music. Just when we thought Baby Is Cold Outside was bad.
Santa's a serial killer in this.
So there you go. Yeah, Weird Al.
Oh my God.
Leave it to Weird Al.
We get the idea.
That's a great album too.
Horrible. Oh gosh. So what's your song, Sean?
Mine is by this group, and actually I was introduced to this group by my son. They're called Pentatonix. Mm-hmm. It's a acapella group, and they do a beautiful version of this song that I've liked called "Mary, Did You Know," mm-hmm. and it just this makes me cry.
Are you gonna cry right now?
I don't know.
Genesis, let me know.
If you hear my pussy flapping, you'll know.
Oh my. Well, that escalated quickly.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know?
Oh, this is cool.
Your baby boy would save our sons and daughters. Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Did you know?
Oh, so good. So good.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never heard this before. This is awesome.
This is a great group, Pentatonix. And like I said, I was introduced to it because of my son. And I have a friend of mine, Anna Marie, and I got to tour with her for a year. When it came time for Christmas, she would do this song. And I just loved her version as well. And yeah, I've always loved that song.
That one's really good. Yeah. Very, very moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But puts you really in the spirit of it.
Yeah. You know, the true spirit.
Yeah. Yeah. It really does. So there you go. So those are our songs that that mean Christmas to us.
Christmas
to us.
It's like the Grinch.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey's Grinch is still my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. Very, very cool. Love that movie. All right. Well, let's see how we do on this. See if we get everything right. And already we don't. Wow.
What happened?
I just wanted to play some sleigh bells. Huh. Yeah. I was in the mood.
Yeah. Should we try to take it from the top?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know, as the Christmas holiday. Hold on. I just want to let you guys know
the Christmas holidays approaches, everyone is getting excited. People are still shopping, but for us here on the show, we have a very special guest.
Well, as you guys know, Christmas holidays are approaching. Everyone is getting excited. People are still shopping, and just for us here on the show, we have a very special guest, and we need to make sure that the door is open because we got word that one of Santa's reindeers has heard about our show and wanted to come and pay us a visit. I think I hear him now. Do you guys hear the sleigh bells? Listen. I think it's getting louder.
I think I hear it too.
Okay, let me help him up here, okay? Hold on.
Well, he hasn't fallen yet. Oh, there he is.
Oh, no. Let me go assist him really quick.
Yeah. Oh, goodness gracious. Sorry about that. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Well, Merry Christmas to you as well.
Oh, that is such a beautiful place you got here. Oh, my goodness. Look at all the lovely people and everything. The beautiful girl by the phones over there and everything. Like, she's got such a beautiful smile. Look at that
We want to thank you for coming to visit us.
Hey, I'm still working my bit here. Hold on. I got to give compliments to everybody. No. Read the damn script, would you? She's wearing her glasses. She looks so intelligent. And you're just interrupting. But you interrupt in a good way.
Let's settle in and introduce you properly. Thank you so much for visiting us. But we're wondering, which reindeer are you? Are you Donner or Vixen?
No, you're skipping to that part already now, are you? You're just going to go straight over there. Oh, yeah, this is already off the rails, huh? I love it there. It's such a beautiful place that you got here. Well, who's that over there, though? Who's that with the
hair? That's Zach. Zach, introduce yourself to our guest, please.
Hi, Zach. Look at you,
Hi.
Zach. Look
Hi,
at you.
How are you?
Can you please that board? Ask our guest who he is?
Yeah, you're running that board so good, Zach. Looks like you know what the hell you're doing, even though you started the bell early. Look at that. It's so good. Oh, you got a good laugh there, Zach. What a great laugh that is. It's so contagious.
How do you think?
Hey, is that a tattoo on your hand there, Zach? Wow, man, that is a pretty tattoo. I love that tattoo there.
Oh, my God, this is a wild reindeer.
They're like pictures on your arm, aren't they, Dad?
I'm as red as Rudolph's nose right now.
Oh my goodness. And everything. Well, you guys were asking who I am, right?
Yes, we want to know.
That's such a good question. I like the way you ask your questions. You're such a good questioner. You seem so smart with a question like that.
Well, we don't know which one you are. Are you Dasher or Prancer?
Oh, no, I'm not one of those guys. Those guys are part of Magnificent Nine. See, I'm one of those alternative reindeers.
So you're not part of the original group?
No. No way. Those guys are the best. And I mean they are the best. Those guys, I look up to them every day.
So what's your name, Ben?
Oh, I'm Rodney the Brown-Nosed Reindeer.
Rodney the Brown-Nosed Reindeer.
That's right.
How you got
said
that name.
My name so good, man. You must be a linguist there. Yeah, I mean, he's running. Did you find your space again there? Boy, you catch on pretty quick, don't you? You're such a smart girl there. Hey, is that a new hairdo you got going, Con? Because
okay,
that looks pretty good on you there.
Let me ask you something, Ronnie.
Can you go ahead and ask and I'll answer the question for you.
Is Santa almost ready for his big day?
OMG, the Santa, he's a great guy. Yeah, he's a great guy. I know he's ready. Let me tell you something about Santa. He's such one good guy. Of course I know all those stories about him and boy does he, man. That guy loves kids, and he just wants to give and give and give and everything.
And what about those elves?
Those little
doing?
Midget boys and girls are so awesome. Oh, my God. Who'd ever thought not only could they build shoes and make cookies in a tree, but they can also build the latest Transformer toy from scratch. Oh, damn, those little ones are good even though they're short and act like if they're 10 feet tall.
Awesome, and thanks, Ronnie, for that information. And how's Mrs. Claus? Can you please tell us how Mrs. Claus is doing?
Oh, that lady, she's a freaking saint, if you know what I mean. And I mean she's such a beautiful lady behind the scenes. Boy, she does so much for everyone. She's such a neat lady.
Yes, and let me ask you this, Ronnie. How is that Santa can fit down chimneys?
Oh, man, that's such a well-thought-out intellectual question there. Now, that requires a direct and specific answer. Now, I can't believe you would ask a question like that. Well, see, Santa's just a big-hearted guy. See, everybody thinks he's fat and everything, but nope, he's just filled with love and all that big fluff is nothing but muscle. That's right, muscle. He works out and every day. That's why he's so big and he's just so strong.
So can you answer me this? How does Santa fit all those toys for all those kids around the world in just one sack?
Oh my God, you are such a good questioner. The questions you're coming up with today, man, they would stump somebody like presidential, but not you. No, I mean, you should do interviews on TV or something like that, because it doesn't sound like you're reading the script at all. That's
no,
so damn
no
good.
There's no script going on here.
Not at all.
So
it's off the top of your damn head,
just,
isn't
we're
it?
Just, yes.
Yeah.
We're just here at your weekly dose. We're just really wondering, how does he get those toys in one sack?
Well, it's magic, duh! I mean, come on, he's Santa Claus!
And have you ever gotten to be part of the sleigh team and pull Santa?
Oh, I wish I was. Those guys are so good. Those guys are the best guys. Those guys are like A number one. I look up to every single one of those guys. I'm not done yet. Every single one of those guys I'm looking up to and everything because, damn it, they are the best. They're the A number one ASOS on my list, if you know what I'm talking about.
Very
Don't shut me up right now. I'm trying to brown nose these guys, and they're just so damn good.
And what about Rudolph? Do you have any?
Rudolph is such a great guy. I love that Rudolph. He's so good. You know, I took him under wing. You know, I was up for his spot, you know, and everything. But no, I took him under wing because everybody was calling him names and everything. And I said, that's not nice at all. So I took him under and everything, and he became who he is. He's the most famous reindeer. I didn't mind the spotlight being taken off of me.
No.
No, sirree, Bob. He deserved every bit of that. He's such a great guy.
Yeah, I think a red nose wouldn't fit you at all. So
nope, not at all. Nope, red is not my color. But damn it would sure look good on you, especially with like a yo-yo bra or something like that. You know, that would a red yo-yo on you would look wonderful.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're
so much
so
for
welcome.
Coming in, Ronnie, and talking with us. We really appreciate you stopping by the studio.
No, you can't kick me off soon enough, huh? Well, that's okay. Thank you for having me. You know, it is time for me to get back up to the North Pole and start getting the things ready for Santa's big night and everything. So I'll see you later. Bye!
And there we have it. Ronnie the reindeer.
What a brown
nose. Brown-nosed reindeer.
So, did I miss anything?
Yeah.
You just had to go take a pee break, didn't you?
I
that was a long break.
I'm sitting in Steve's chair, so, you know, osmosis, I guess. I don't know.
That's a budget.
That didn't go that bad, right? I wonder if he's ever going to come and visit us again.
But you never know.
Still here now.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like, yeah, I can still hear his presence.
It kind of lingers with your dumbness.
Oh, my God.
I'm so bummed Steve's not here.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Well, speaking of laughing and enjoying everything, you know, a few weeks ago, we had the pleasure to talk to one of the men that we pay homage to, which was Brian Phelps. And what a great interview that was, you know,
yes.
to have Brian on and everything. And, you know, we found out that his mom passed away a year ago about this time. And he told us a story about how one of his best moments of his mom was when he asked her to read "Twas the Night Before Christmas." Mm-hmm. And this was back in 2010. for the Mark and Brian Christmas show. And so we've got that. I found it on YouTube, and it is really, really cool. And we're going to play it again, but we're going to play the mixed version. But here is Zelma Phelps doing "'Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Christmas.
Yep.
She is love. She is mom. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very, very proud, and I wish you the pride that I feel right now. I'm very, very proud to give you... No, wait, I'm not going to give it to you, but I will let you borrow her for a couple of minutes. My mom, Zelma Jane Phelps. Chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window, I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his horses they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away, all.
He's crying.
As dry leaves that forth while hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the horses they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. St. Nicholas came with a bow. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his bag. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly, that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. Yeah. nose and giving a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh till his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Well, there you go, guys. Zelma Phelps reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas." So good. And, of course, you can hear the love in the room.
And the overmodulation.
And the overmodulation, exactly. So, but, yeah, it was a great choice for that year. That was, I think, 2010, you know. So, so there you go, buddy. Brian, we miss your mom, too, and but we know she's in a better place and everything. And hopefully we'll see you soon in our studio. So, like you promised. So, there you go. Past moments from Mark and Brian. Let's do what's news.
What's new? News? What's a cat? Whoa.
Oh, no, you're doing it now. Great.
Steve does that?
Oh, yeah. I got to cut your mic off when you do it now. Every time. Yeah, you never notice that? I don't think he does it that much anymore, but no. Yeah, almost every time.
But he'll go on and go, "Pussy cat, pussy." I'm like, shut up. Year and a half. Shut up. Love you, buddy. Actually, I've got a couple ones here that are... We were actually talking about it earlier, and I wanted to surprise you guys with it. So, Christmas pudding boobs are now a thing.
Christmas pudding boobs.
Yeah. But the key thing is, would you wear them?
What?
Zach, there is a... On the big screen, next to iTunes, there's two pictures that I pulled up. Yeah, the one on the right. So that's what ladies are doing now.
Oh, I like do I do like it. Yes,
you know, and I'm just like,
I
want to
see.
Yeah, yeah, check it out.
Oh, what the?
Oh, like painting their bodies.
Yeah, so with the glitter, because in the summer we were talking about where the girls were doing it to their butts, and putting like different things on it, whatever, with the glitter. And
yeah,
now,
they do that at festivals.
Now the same models and stuff, whatever, are doing it to their boobs and everything.
Have you seen that video where that woman paints her whole body and like what looks like clothes?
Yes.
Yeah, and she waitresses and like
yeah.
She's naked, but her body's just painted.
Yeah, well, she's basically topless because I think she's wearing a thong.
We need to put that on her Instagram.
I think she's just wearing a thong, but like
yeah.
Everything else is.
Yeah, she's topless. So now this is the latest thing. So ever look down at your boobs and thought, hey, I just wish they were... I don't know, a little bit more Christmassy. Nope, well, neither have we. But for women who want to add a bit of festive sparkle, there's now an interesting new trend, Christmas pudding boobs. The technique involves covering your breasts in glitter in the design of those delicious desserts. A picture of the bold new look has been posted on Instagram by a cosmetics company called Go Get Glitter.
Go Get Glitter.
And apparently fans are loving the idea. One wrote, "Next level... glitter boobs are the festive season." Another commented, "Oh my God, yes, cash me wearing this and only this for the whole month of December." One woman joked, "We hope Christmas party sorted." However, one woman pointed out to minor issues with the idea, writing, "If only I had the tits to do this."
Word.
You know. It's just a smaller bun, that's all. You know, it's more of a nibble size. But, I mean, because we remember this during the Summer's Act that the women were doing this to their butt, their glitter butts?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and now they're doing it to their boobs. I'm just like, oh, okay, all right, you know, it is what it is. So, there you go. Glitter, but would you girls ever do anything like that? Or
please say yes.
No.
No?
No, probably not.
No.
Not even for, like, let's say a night of romance with your significant other? Or...
Like, paint my boobs for, like...
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, that's a lot.
A mess if you really think about the end game.
True.
Yeah,
true on that.
Would it be very messy?
It would be very... I don't think that would be a very fun motorboat.
Their face would be very...
All right. Nice ad, Zach.
Sorry.
Cool. Genesis, what do you got?
A woman returns home to find a cleaner passed out drunk.
Oh, shit.
And her home was trashed. Oh. A woman who hired two maids to clean her Brooklyn apartment says she came
home to find the house trash as one of the cleaning ladies passed out drunk on the floor. On Monday, Genevieve Snow, 29, posted a photo on Facebook from inside her Willsburg, Brooklyn apartment of one of the maids passed out on the floor. I hired two ladies from a cleaning service, and they didn't clean a thing, just drank all my liquor and effed up my house, Snow wrote, adding that she paid them $240. She says the cleaning ladies drank a bottle of gin plus three quarters of a bottle of vodka. They also helped themselves to a pint of chocolate ice cream.
Sounds like a party, man.
Yeah. My roommate came home to one of them blacked out face down in our kitchen and the other one long gone. My spice rack was smashed. My marble coffee table upended, which... Then smashed a stone bowl. Yeah, whatever.
Upended, so I mean slipped over.
Her house was trashed. And then the home security expert Nick Cassell gave Inside Edition some tips to avoid a disaster like Snow had. You Google them. Talk about Googling people for your house. And
yeah.
You do an online background check.
I think for anything like that, I mean... Even before Google and the internet or whatever, you would always have to be careful. It came down to a trust issue, you know, for that, you know, whether it be a reputable company or somebody doing it on their own or whatever, you know, but.
That's so wild.
But to have the balls to say, hey, let's drink, you know,
yeah.
that's pretty ballsy. That's so really, wild. Really ballsy. So, well, kind of going along with the Christmas pudding boobs here. Festive bum wreaths are now the latest way to give yourself a Christmas makeover. Post up the second picture now, Zach.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So getting ready for Christmas requires a lot of preparation, from decorating the tree with tinsel to making delicious mince pies. Now there's also loads of ways to make yourself look Christmassy, from donning a jumper to naughtier options. But if you don all of that, you're still struggling to get into the festive mood, you might want to try turning your bum into a Christmas wreath as well. So this is something that's happening, I guess, more or less over in Europe and England.
Mm-hmm. Hence the bum.
Right. In a newly released tutorial, influencer Davidson reveals how to exactly that in a guy creating what she calls the Christmas ass.
Clever.
Or the cheeky wreath.
Uh-huh.
I like cheeky wreath.
Cheeky wreath. That's kind of cute, yeah. And it's actually a way simpler than you think. Just grab a pair of trousers or leggings and cut holes in them, then decorate around the edges with festive items like bells, tinsels, and bulbs. Once you decorate your bum, you're free to go about your festive business, but it might not be an ideal for going out in the chilly weather, nor is it necessarily the perfect outfit option for a Christmas day with the family. But, hey, office party, why not? You know?
Depends where you work at.
Yeah. So, and a lot of ladies were saying this.
Fredericks of Hollywood.
Yeah. A lot of ladies were saying that this is fun to do. You actually give it a nice try. One gal said, I love this so much. I may have to do it myself. Brilliant use of your lovely Christmas assets, another one said. So, you know, and that's kind of cool. You know, if you want to do something a little bit different, you're going to a certain party or whatever, adult party, why not? You know, it's nothing we haven't seen before.
Yeah.
Just don't fart.
Oh, my gosh, Zach.
Yeah. But what's funny, though, is that it's the same girl, though. But I got to admit, the picture on the left looks better than the picture on the right. Or is it just me?
It looks like two different people.
Is it two different people?
It looks like two different people.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. To me, I thought it was the same gal, so.
No, I believe that it's the same person. It's just so crazy how it looks like two different people.
Yeah. So anyway, so there you go. So putting your wreath and letting your ass hang out, you know. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
I just want to know why only girls are making asses out of themselves and not guys.
Because we wouldn't look that cool doing it unless we're a supermodel or something.
Pretty much, you know.
It's funny.
Yeah. But that would be fun, though. You know, Night of Romance, whatever, wear that, too.
Steve would probably do this.
Oh, Steve would do anything. Yeah. Steve would do anything. All right.
Science says holiday music is bad for your mental health.
I believe it.
The sights and sounds of the holidays are here, and they're completely inescapable. No matter where you go, it seems like the same classic songs are played on repeat. This perception is spot on. Spotify reports that listening spikes during the last 2 months of the year. Michael Bublé's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas and Bing Crosby's White Christmas top the list of most streamed tunes. But then incessant repetition can have a psychological impact.
You're having a psychological impact on that word.
Yeah. There's a U-shaped relationship between how often we hear a song and how much we like it. What's known as the mere exposure effect. At first, holiday music may spark nostalgia and get you in the holiday spirit, but hearing jingle bells for the millionth time can lead to annoyance, boredom, and even distress, researchers say.
I believe it.
Yeah, I believe it too.
Yeah.
Especially if you're like stressed at the store doing your holiday shopping and the music is jolly, you're like, no, not right now.
And what's hard too is for us as artists, you know, singer-songwriters, whatever, and we do Christmas albums, it's always the same songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's all, you know, Silent Night, Oh Come All You Faithful, mm-hmm. whatever. It's like, you know, you got it. That's why I think I like more original tunes mm-hmm. about Christmas, because they're a little bit different.
Yeah.
You know, and some of them can become classics or whatever. Kind of like, well, like the Wham thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's become a modern classic. You know, you hear it. You know, I still want to kill somebody when I'm in the store when I hear it, though.
Yeah.
You know, but at least it's something a little bit different than
mm-hmm.
than hearing, you know, like they were saying Jingle Bells for the 15th time in a different version.
Yeah, because I also, like, if you think about it, this is the only time of the year that we're basically all listening to the same music.
Yeah, true.
It's like theme music for the season, you know, and whatnot.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy.
Does it get you, Brittany, a little bit, like, annoying?
Yeah, like... One of my favorite stations plays Christmas music, like, starting, like, November, like, the day after Thanksgiving.
Most do.
Coast 103?
No, it's 105.1. It's country. But, like, that's what I listen to.
Oh, Go Country?
Yeah, Go Country. Yeah, and that's what I listen to in the car. And so it's kind of annoying because I'm like, I want to listen to country music. And that's where I hear, like, a lot of new country songs. And then when it's playing Christmas music, it feels like it lasts forever.
Yeah, it's like never ending.
I love Go Country.
Yeah.
Do you listen to Cave Rock too, or
which one's that?
That means no then.
The one with the frog.
I don't know the names. I just know the numbers.
I don't remember what they are.
Is it another country station?
Yeah, they're out like in the Inland Empire.
Oh. 105.1 is one I listen to the most.
Yeah,
they're
in LA. Okay. So.
It used to be KZLA, I think, wasn't it?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, no, Go Country is a pretty good country station.
Yeah, I like that one.
Very cool.
So, yeah, it's kind of boring.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go, guys. That's what's news.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
That's it. I'm cutting all of you off. I'll do the show by myself.
Hey, next week we're going to have eggnog, so who knows what might happen.
Oh, I'm excited.
Me and Genesis had the same exact pitch.
Yeah. Lot of alcohol. Ooh, we should have alcohol.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, you haven't done like a drunk show with us or anything.
No,
so.
You guys don't want to see me drunk.
Oh, but we do.
Well,
I'll bring my yo-yo.
That way we're guaranteed that trick.
That's good.
Hey, Genesis, here's another shot. Show us your yo-yo trick.
That's awesome.
No, because like every Thanksgiving, and then sometimes depending on where Cinco de Mayo falls on or whatever,
yeah,
we'll do a drunk show.
Is and next week a drunk show?
Not really, no. It's just more.
I'll make it a drunk.
We'll make it a drunk show.
I'm just kidding.
She's going there.
We'll do those pudding boobs thing for you then.
Oh my god!
Is it next Saturday yet?
Yeah. But no. Basically, what it is, what Mark and Brian used to do is kind of promote not to drink and drive.
Oh yeah.
And they would basically do like 15, 16 shots within that 4 hours period. And the police officer would come in and tell them and do the breathalyzer, say, hey, if you got pulled over now, this is what would happen, kind of a thing or whatever.
To raise awareness.
Yeah, basically. And they got awards from the city of LA and everything. Mm-hmm. So we kind of did our miniature version of it. And of course, 4 hour show compared to an hour and a half podcast. You know, and Steve's going, let's drink again, let's drink again, let's drink. I'm like, dude, chill.
Oh,
you know.
Oh my gosh.
And but it was fun. You know, and I think we did like Irish whiskey for St. Patrick's Day. You know, we tried three different whiskeys, but
yeah.
Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, Cinco de Mayo, whatever we did.
Tequila.
Yeah, did
all
tequila.
Fun.
So it was fun. So we got a little silly. So it was fun. So yeah, we'll bring eggnog.
What does that mean? You're gonna put alcohol in the eggnog?
Yeah, well, I mean, you get regular eggnog and you put vodka or gin in it or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So basically, like it's a rum. A virgin eggnog, rum. Then you put liquor in it.
I like rum.
You like rum?
Why is it always gone?
I like
gone?
Rum and like eggnog, yeah.
Yeah, rum's pretty good.
Why is the rum always gone?
I give up. Why?
Because Rodney drank it.
Well, then there you go.
Rodney the reindeer?
No, Rodney the sponge.
I hate you.
No, you don't.
That was such a good answer. Look at that.
I don't even know what the difference is.
Oh, gosh.
You don't know the difference between a reindeer and a sponge?
No, I'm just kidding.
I could tell you if you want.
It was an insult. Some of those
reindeers can drink like a sponge. So I'll tell you that.
Did
right
somebody
now
say sponge?
No.
That was kind of
oh,
scary.
Sorry about that.
You should see Brittany's face.
Who's excited to hear from me?
I don't like that.
He thinks he's SpongeBob.
I don't think. I know.
Oh, sorry. I'm back.
Like a creepy SpongeBob. More creepy than SpongeBob already is.
You got Rodney the brown-nosed reindeer. I'm SpongeBob, the creepy sponge.
What other voices can you do?
Mr. Krabs could be here, too.
Oh, I like him better. Yeah, that sounds better.
Anybody miss me?
Is Patrick?
Oh, Patrick.
Yeah, hi.
What about Sandy?
That's a girl.
What about Squidward?
Wow.
That's scary, right?
Wow.
What about Squidward?
Can you do a cat? There you go. All right. Wow.
Oh, God. Should we play the game now?
I think so. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, it's time for Quiz Me, Quiz You!
Do you think Brittany should read all of them, or should I do half?
No, we can do half. I can read half, too. Don't mind.
Hey, with this show, we can do anything.
Because you haven't read them, right?
No.
Just so we can have more people participate.
Yeah. Well, why don't you give me five?
Okay.
So, Brittany will read the first five.
Wait, those are the first five.
Okay, I'll do the first five.
Okay, yeah.
I'll do the first five.
Oh, no, you don't have those.
I don't have those ones.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, she doesn't have any ones. She doesn't know the answers.
Okay, everybody on board now?
I think,
yeah.
You sure? Positive?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Gumbo is a stew that originates.
Zach? Louisiana?
That is correct, Louisiana.
Oh,
ooh, Zach's going pre-cog.
Hey, anything with food, I'm going to guess.
I was
going
to say New Orleans, but yeah.
But you know, I didn't have enough time to think about that.
Question number two. The companies HP, Microsoft, and Apple were all started in what?
Zach.
In a what? Zach?
A garage?
That is correct. Garage. Zach's two for two. What's going on?
Yeah, I was like, what year?
Yeah. I was like,
read right between the lines.
All right. Question number three. Now, Zach's going to get this one.
Yay.
Now extinct, what shark is thought to have been the largest ever?
Zach.
Zach?
Oh, I was
going to
say.
The Megalodon.
Oh. There you go.
I was going to say that.
Zach's three for three. He's almost going card.
Mm-hmm.
It's because Steve's not here.
Maybe that's it. That actually might be it.
All right. Let's see. Okay. All right.
Four is the next question.
I know. I'm just reading the question here, Kane. Question number four.
Just making sure.
In the 1986 blockbuster Top Gun, which actress played Goose's wife?
Oh. And I'm out.
I know the movie. I just don't know.
I know the movie.
Come on.
What's her name?
Girls want a clue?
Yeah.
She's also in When Harry Met Sally.
Zach?
Zach?
Meg Ryan?
That is correct.
I wouldn't have guessed
that. Wow. Zach is four for four.
Wow.
If Zach gets this next one, Zach goes card.
And I get a cookie?
You get a big cookie.
Sweet.
A big cookie.
You get a yo-yo cookie.
Oh.
All right, question number five. According to Greek mythology, which Gorgon had snakes for hair?
Zach? Medusa.
Medusa.
You're not
and
even
Zach
letting him finish the question.
Well, no, because he's going pre-cog.
I know, I don't like it.
There you go. Zach goes card.
First time. I think that's the first time ever.
Yeah. First time anybody's ever gone card.
The girls are all sad now.
Good
like,
job,
well,
buddy.
We don't want to play.
Nice. Zach,
we need
card
pop culture questions.
I know. These ones are hard. I'm the one in charge of these. I should just do
these. These are pop culture kind of questions. No,
yeah,
some
no,
of them
they
were
good.
Yeah,
they were not bad.
Well, the Top Gun one was.
Okay. Don't right let him win this one, guys.
All right.
Question number six.
Number six.
Coming for you.
The U.S. military installation Area 51 is located...
Zach. Nevada.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's a sci-fi question,
Mr.
basically.
Mr. Smarty Pimp.
You're so good at these questions, Zach.
I know. I mean, I know.
Oh, this one's... Well, I wouldn't know this one, but... Question number 7. In what state was President Obama, Barack Obama, born?
Sean.
I don't know Sean. Who said it, but I think Sean.
Hawaii.
Yes.
And that's the end of my reign.
You didn't know that one?
That's okay. What did I get? 6? I'm good with that.
Yeah, you got 6, dude. You went
still
card.
Have a chance for 3.
That's true.
Question number 8. Who was the oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence?
Zach. Benjamin Franklin?
Yep.
Wow.
Good. Maybe Steve was the only thing in your way.
I really think so. No, honestly, like when you think about it, when it comes to certain, you know, ones like this that are, you know, I guess a normal person of Steve's caliber would just know, he's always in the way. He always beats me to it. That's why I just kind of go, damn it.
That's what Brittany said.
Yeah.
You reiterated
Look,
it.
Look, I like my
Thank
airtime,
you, Forrest
okay?
Gump. Okay.
Question number 9.
Mama said I was smart.
That's pretty good.
Oh, no.
New Orleans is known as the birthplace of what type of music?
Sean. Jazz.
See, that one I just wasn't.
What was that enough. Look for, Genesis?
I need a shorter name. I was about to say Genesis and like that. Just
you can go by Jen or Jenny.
Oh, yeah, Jay.
Oh, that's Jay? Awesome. Hard.
Whatever.
Jen.
JJ.
Jen. I mean, just short your name.
Okay, this last one's hard. Oh, well, I think. Question number 10.
A stupid is a stupid does.
What French sculptor created the Statue of Liberty?
Oh God.
Yeah, this one's hard. I don't even think I could pronounce his name.
This is like the... Yeah, this is the hardest one. Who actually... Sean. I only know it's French.
Sean.
Le Builder?
No. No. That was so good.
Zach. Le Sculpture?
Oh, good one, Zach. That was creative.
I thought so.
No.
Okay, Zach, again.
Give us a hint.
It's all three names here. It starts, his first name
Sean.
Starts, Sean.
Jean-Luc Picard.
No.
Oh. Good one, Sean.
His first name starts with an F.
Fuck, no.
Well, that didn't help.
Genesis.
Francis.
No. I'll say the first name.
Okay.
Frederick.
Of Hollywood.
Von Beethoven. I love the look that Brittany's giving me. He's like, are you serious?
His next one is an A, and his last name is a B.
Frederick
von Abba.
Frederick Apple Banana.
No, do you guys want me to tell you?
Yeah, might as well. We ain't going to get it.
Frederick Auguste?
Oh, him!
Bartoli.
Bartoli. Oh, Bartoli. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Steve I buy the spaghetti all the time. Oh. Bartoli's.
Oh, Frederick.
Yeah, ain't fresh, it ain't Bartoli's.
Frederick.
Please welcome the Tories!
Oh, awesome. Hey, that's the best game I've ever done.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Probably the last best one you've ever done.
Probably.
Don't get used to it.
But no, dude, you went card, man. You went 6.
Steve's like sitting at home right now going like, next week is coming. It's like winter is coming with Game of Thrones. Steve is coming.
Oh, that escalated.
We should make like a music bed for just, we should make like a Steve versus me moment. Or not.
Oh, no.
Or not. That's good. Oh, well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend here in Southern California. Sun's out and everything. We've got a Christmas party tonight. Everybody's invited, of course. We all be meeting at my mom's house. Can't wait for you guys to be there. It's going to be so much fun because we get to do a white elephant swapping gift party kind of a thing. And everybody's on their phones, and that's okay. I don't mind.
I'm not.
Swapping holiday party. Everyone's invited. Beautiful day in SoCal, sun's out, buns out.
Forgot about the yo-yo.
Yeah, I'll bring it.
Woo! All right. Now it's a party. Anyway, guys, so go out and enjoy. Have a good weekend. Our show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Facebook page, Your Weekly Dose. Twitter and Instagram is at yourweeklydose1.
Follow me on Instagram at Luna the Virgo.
You can follow my poetry Instagram at xpoets, please.
At ztagen.
On
Instagram.
There you go. You can follow Phoebe on Twitter at pxlimbo. Can't wait till she comes back in January. Yeah, yes. Steve's Twitter is at silvalining69. Grace, our gal about town, is at galabouttownywd. And, of course, if you want to follow me, Sean, I make it simple for everybody. On Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, it's simply Sean Roberts, HC. All right, guys, go out there, enjoy, have fun. And, I don't know.
Genesis is in a hurry. She took her headphones off already. We're still on.
Yeah,
where are you going?
Have a great weekend.
She's in a hurry.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, she's got to go, everyone.
I have to pee.
Oh, that's why.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I got to do that, too. All right, I'm going. Bye.
Bye, world.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.